Everybody, Claire with Clairvoyant Psychic Medium here today. Monday, July 26th. I'm doing something different and I'm putting it on my phone. I just realized that I'm going to regret this because how am I going to record my TikToks? So I'll probably end up writing these all out again, but whatever. I have a lot of stuff to talk about right now. So let me kind of go into this. First things first, starting this week, Witchy Wednesday is back. Woo! So if you know what that is, anyone all over the world can listen. You just have to like tell your Alexa to play Sweet 98.5 on TuneIn. Or go to the Sweet 98 website and listen live, whatever. But anyone is able to listen and call in and get a free reading from me on Witchy Wednesdays. It's usually from 8 to 10 a.m. Is when I am on there. And that's exciting. So every Wednesday, I will be doing this again. I'm super excited. So Witchy Wednesday. And then today, I just turned in my application to be a vendor at the Harvest Moon Festival in Wahoo. So anybody that is around the area, if you're wanting festival prices, you can come out to Wahoo and check out all the local vendors and everything and get a normal festival price, which is $20 for a tarot reading and $40 for a medium reading. I will be at that, and that is on September 18th. I am not 100% sure if I'm going to Mystic Fest or not. I just can't handle the juju. And every single time I hate it. I love the money and I love connecting with all of you people. But I just don't like it. So I don't know if I'm going to do it yet or not. So that's all that. So big exciting news. That was the news that I couldn't share last week. And also thank you so much for all of the kind words. God, the meds that I was on just completely kicked my ass. So I started taking Lexapro, and then with my diabetes meds, it just everything mixed and it just was terrible. I was almost sick for a whole week. I still am not 100% recovered. My appetite is gone. I'm having TMJ, dry mouth, like there's all kinds of stuff going on. It's very frustrating because the foundation is just been sitting there. I can't get anything done. It's 105 degrees outside and I felt like shit. So, I just rested. I took off as much as I could. So thank you for that. Yeah, that's pretty much it right now. So I'll go into telling you what today and tomorrow's astrology is. So Monday the 26th, the moon is in Pisces and the sun is in Leo. So the moon is going to be crossing over Jupiter, and that gives us that optimistic feel today. Our imagination and relaxation and all of the beautiful things are in store for these days because we have that moon in Pisces. The moon is going to be opposing Venus and Virgo though. So this has us be kind of organized, but also appreciate the beautiful things. We can dream really big and like take action with that, which is awesome. And then Tuesday, the 27th, the moon is still in Pisces and it's more of a self-love day. It's really good spiritual. Our intuition is going to be hella tuned up because the moon is conjuncting, which is right on top of Neptune in Pisces. So it's extra intuition, extra spiritual, whatever, creative, beautiful. The moon is sextiling Uranus, and we can kind of figure anything out at this point. When the moon is like pairing with Uranus, Uranus is unpredictable, whatever life throws at us, we're just kind of like, oh, I'll accept and adapt. I'll kind of beat bob and weave, whatever. And the cool thing that's going on is that, Mercury goes into Leo today. So we are finally out of Mercury in Cancer and we're embracing this confidence and positivity. So just be creative in this energy. It's really good juju for that. Okay. So let's do the rune. This is going to be fast. I feel like I'm blowing through this. I don't even know. Whatever. All right, the rune for the Monday, Tuesday. Oh, it is the mask one. I don't know if you can see it because I turned my brightness down. Manas. Oop, turn right to it. The self. The starting point is the self. In essence, it's water. Only clarity, willingness to change is effective now. A correct relationship with yourself is primary, for from it flow all possible correct relationships with others, with the divine. Remain modest. That's the Oracle's counsel. Regardless of how great your may be your merit, by yielding, devoted, and moderate for you, then you have a true direction in the way of your life. Be in the world, but not of it. That is implicit here, and yet do not be closed or narrow or judging, but remain receptive in impulses flowing from the divine within and without. Strive to live the ordinary life in a non-ordinary way. Remember at all times what is coming to you and passing away, and it's the focus, and that which abides, nothing less is called for you now. This is a time of major growth and rectification, and as a rule, rectification must come before the progress. The field is tilled before the seed is planted. The garden is weeded before the flower blooms, and the self must know the stillness before it can discover its true song. This is not a time to seek credit for accomplishments or focus on results, rather than being content to do your task for the task's sake. This is more of a problem for those whose eyes are always on the goal and those who have not forgotten how to play and can move, who can more easily find themselves doing the work for its own sake. Herein lies the secret of the experiencing the true present. If you take the rune of self and cut it down the middle, you will see the rune for joy with its mirror image. This is a subtle caution here against carelessness. The dancing acrobat energy of balancing is called for now. The self is required balance in the self. Nothing in excess was the second phrase written over the gateway of the Temple of Delphi. The first counsel was know thyself. Okay, so this is a stillness time. It's like the patience that we constantly keep getting. Embrace the stillness and understand yourself better. We are growing. All right. There's that. Now the goddess card. So yeah, I plan on being all back to normal and doing videos every day. I didn't have energy to do anything. I was like super nauseous and dizzy and yucky. So, I'm smiling because this is funny, because what happens on this day is Mercury moves into Leo and we have the Mercury card, open communication. This is going to get amped up in this, because like Cancer sometimes hides and sometimes bows out, but Leo does not. Leo wants to shit out of their mouth for any given moment. So get ready for oversharers. All right. Open all levels of communication now. Important messages, information, and insights are being shared. You may hear from an old friend or a family member, or have an opportunity to finally understand a loved one that you have not had an easy time with. You may be able to clarify situations where you feel you weren't getting heard properly or were misunderstood. Get things off your chest in a loving way so that you can clear all of the roads in your love life and listen to communication. It's a two-way street. Mercury is here now to allow you to hear clearly and be heard. So a little bit later in the week, we have a lot more of this energy. These first 2 days with Moon in Pisces, we're a little bit lazy, more emotional, kind of like just easing into the week, you know. But once the moon goes into Aries and we have Mars in Virgo and Venus in Virgo and we have all this Virgo energy, that's when this clarity and epiphanies and all of that stuff's going to start happening. So that makes a little bit more sense for the rest of the week. These 2 days, like I said, it's just really chill. Okay, so we get clarity and we will feel heard with love. Okay, so that's it. I know that that went really fast, but I really wanted to get this out there, and I promise the rest of them won't be this fast. I was just trying to hurry up and do this before the end of the night. So that's everything. Again, if you would like to take advantage of any of my services, guys, go to my link tree in the link in the bio. I love you all. I hope you have an amazing freaking Monday, Tuesday, and I will check you later.